Hi, I just wanted to see if I'm here, if what I'm hearing corresponds with what you're saying. I'm coming to understand that when you say that we're in exactly the right place at the right time, and that everyone everywhere is helping us, at least the first one, that that's not an accident or a coincidence or really an argument. I'm starting to understand that that's the reason that's true is because it's a property of the universe that we live in. It's a property of the manifested reality that we're living in, and that in fact, the reason that's true, that we're in the right place at the right time, is because it can't be otherwise. There is no such thing as being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Am I way off the mark here?
We would say that's exactly right. It's not possible for you to be in the wrong place. It's not possible for you to be with the wrong people because this place, this time, this experience, these people are your manifestations. They are here for you and for no other reason. In an objectivist perspective, of course, this isn't going to make any sense at all because in that sort of chaotic way of looking at things, you just bump into things, and maybe if you're lucky, it gets really clear. Maybe if you're lucky, it works out really well, but hopefully it isn't too bad and it doesn't hurt too much. But in fact, right here, right now, right where you are, right with these people in this situation at this time, everything is exactly right because you are the one who called forth all of it. And in calling forth all of it, you have created a situation at this time with these people that is perfect for you. Now, the fun thing about this is that it's not bland. It's not like this is the plateau upon which you have arisen, and where here is your big pink drink with an umbrella in it, and here's your, lawn chair to sit and just peruse the rest of your life from this place of just sitting here and sipping. You could certainly do that if you wanted to. But in fact, the more you notice that this is the right time and the right place, and these are the right people, and right here, right now is exactly right for you, your life actually becomes untethered from all of the things that you were protecting yourself. And instead of those things, sort of becoming monsters and eating you whole, which is what, probably you were trying to keep from happening, what ends up happening is you fall into the deliciousness of the experience that is called forth by simply being present with the you that you are. Your desires are unleashed. And more and more and more of all of the good stuff that you have been intending for yourself for so long is now able to come into manifestation because you're no longer keeping things at bay because what you were afraid they meant. So, for example, if you try not to have interactions with certain specific people, not because you have realized you don't really like them and you don't want to spend time with them, but because you're afraid of what they will do, which is two very different things. Once you become willing to go anywhere and do anything at any time with anyone for any reason, then all this gets a lot easier. And when you realize that whoever you encounter, in whatever way that may happen, they're there to help you in some way, even if it's to help clarify, you really do not like this person and you really don't want to ever spend any more time with them. That clarification is very powerful because now you're not resisting the person. You've just made a very clear declaration. This is what I intend. I intend to have increasingly more delightful and delicious experiences. And anyone who comes along who seems to point you in a direction different than that is helping you further decide for that. So you're hearing this correctly, and in fact, we would say it's much more simple even than what you're saying. It really just is the simple, plain, observable. In fact, it's very observable once you begin to look at it and you try not to resolve yourself away from things that you don't want, but rather decide that you can have what it is that you intend to have. And anyone who comes along contrary to that is just helping you further decide for it. For it, not against it, but for it. See, that's the whole thing. all you're really doing is just dropping the resistance to what you've already created. By the time someone shows up in your life, the manifestation of that person, which is just simply an idea taking shape and form that's meaningful and helpful for you, that person, by the time they've shown up, you've already made the choice for the having of whatever it is that you're having. And if you don't like having it, we certainly understand. And you certainly don't have to sit with anything you don't like. And that's sometimes exactly why that's the right person at the right time for you, because they're helping you decide, nope, don't want that. That's not me. I don't like that. It doesn't feel right. Whatever it is. And then you just make a new decision for what it is that you want from there, and you go on your merry little way. La-di-da, just like that. Very easy. Very easy. So do you understand what we're saying here?
Yeah, it's really it's going right in, and it's incredibly helpful. And I had one thought that if that's the case, then our thoughts about I might be in the wrong place, or I don't want to inadvertently find myself, you know, do something that would put me in the wrong place. Those thoughts are just, they don't have any meaning anymore. They're superfluous. We don't need them.
Indeed.
Okay.
They are quite superfluous, but they also got you to the right place. They also helped you. They have outlived their usefulness, yes. And see, that's the other thing. When you are resisting something you don't like, you're forcing something that was at one time useful to now outlive its usefulness. It becomes like a zombie. It's, you know, a zombie in the basement, pounding on the door, trying to get out. But once you decide, okay, you know, this was the right thing at the right time in the right way before, but now it's evolved and it's something else, and it feels better to me to treat it as something else and to go forward with my intention in the having of what it is that I actually intend to have. And let that be really, 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 really easy. And that's what we always recommend.
Okay.
You just be easy with all of this, and it gets easier and easier and easier and easier, just like that.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you. That was wonderful.
Very good. So, shall we leave you with that then?
Yes, thank you very much.
And we thank you. A powerful and delightful, delicious, wonderful conversation indeed.